From Healthy Rivers Dubbo, we're joined by Mel Gray. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thank you. Very good.
Now, there is an issue that you have with a weir being built on the Macquarie River.
Yeah, they say weir, but the gates are going to be 10 metres high. That's over 3.5 stories high. The whole structure is nearly 5 stories high. It's a massive, massive project. It's going to allow, well, the latest figures are an extra 26,300 megalitres every year on average to be taken out of the river. And we're having, you know, enough trouble connecting the Macquarie with the Barwon, putting flows into the Barwon as it is. This will make it extremely more difficult.
So it's a proposal for the Macquarie to be re-regulated.
It is. And written into the definition of the water that's going to be captured is that some useful tributary flows can be classified as dam releases, because that's just how it is, and that well, really, we see this as a blank check for Water New South Wales to catch these tributary flows which come in below Burrendong from the Bell, Little and Talbragar. At the moment, you know, that's what saved the Macquarie when Burrendong was still quite low, helped prime the lower Macquarie and helped connect, you know, to the Barwon and get some water into the Barwon. But now we see this would be giving Water New South Wales a blank check catch those precious, precious tributary flows.
And
not all of them, but we don't know how much.
And while you're talking about them being given a blank check, let's just look at the estimated cost of this. It's, what, something like $30 million?
Well, I feel it's going to be a lot more than that. I wish we could look at the cost of it, but they haven't released what the estimated cost is. We know it's at least $30 million. Because it's classified as a state significant infrastructure because of the great cost of it. But I wouldn't be surprised if it doubled. It's a huge, huge amount of money for, you know, they say that they're only going to catch rainfall rejections. Well, that's, you know, not very much water. So if you look at the cost per meg, it doesn't add up. It's a very costly, it's just financially, it's not going to stack up. It's a huge cost at the public's expense, and it's only general security licences. There's no high security town water in this dam. This is just pure general security. But, yeah, sure, general security environment account, in theory, will go up a little bit, but all the water is coming from planned environmental water. We see it as an erosion of planned environmental water.
Now, the flows, you mentioned them, the small and medium flows, they do a really interesting job for the Macquarie River and the significant Ramsar-listed Macquarie marshes.
Absolutely. Look, absolutely. You look at, we know long-term averages get thrown around and doesn't seem so bad, but you've got to look at particular years, and in a dry year, you know, those small flows that we do get on the Macquarie, you know, if there's rain come through the Talbragar, there mightn't be anything coming through from Oberon, but there's usually a bit of rain somewhere in the catchment, and there's usually some small flows getting into the marshes. Absolutely critical, especially when they're in quite a dry state that they are. You know, they've really been doing it hard the last couple of years as river operations have tightened up. And, you know, it's hard to, takes a lot of water to wet these dry wetlands. So it just makes everything harder, yeah.
And, of course, affects wildlife and fish.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, connecting the Macquarie to the Barwon River is vital for yellow-belly migration. You know, that it's absolutely vital. We lost so much wildlife in that horrific drought when You know, we had the Macquarie cut off at Warren for the first time ever. We had thousands of native fish die downstream of Warren. It was really hard. It was a terrible summer. We had mobs of kangaroos dying in the Macquarie marshes. We lost huge freshwater mussels, 50-year-old turtles. What we did lose, I don't think we've got our head around yet.
Now, there's people out there that would say, what the heck? You're just an environmentalist. Why do we have to worry about what you're saying?
Yeah, I find that really interesting. I'm a small business person, and anyway, I'm just going to be myself and say it how I see it, and people can get their head around that, you know, as much as they like. I'm just going to be myself, sit in these meetings, learn as much as I can, be, you know, educate myself, get involved, put my hand up as a stakeholder, and I'm willing to take whatever names people want to call me, fine, and keep working at this because there's a lot at stake. I know as, you know, as a product of a farm myself, I know we need a healthy environment to sustain us. As a small business operator who works with small businesses, I know we need secondary economies in towns to keep them going. And we need rivers to, without, you know, Dubbo, Bourke, we wouldn't be here without the rivers.
I think we all saw that last summer, and you're not on your own. There's other groups, including the Macquarie Marshes Environmental Landholders Association.
Well, yeah, they've got absolutely a lot to lose too. You know, my heart breaks for all of us here. And yeah, downstream into the Barwon as well. You know, this is going to impact you blokes out there too, closing off these systems when we should be really, really working hard to connect these systems, connect the Macquarie and the Barwon to get this. You know, it's going backwards at a rate of knots. Doesn't make any sense.
And you've formed a campaign to get in touch with politicians from all political parties and let them know views.
Absolutely. You know, they're the ones making these decisions, making these calls. And you know, it's really surprising. We've done a little campaign here, raised a bit of money and put some ads on TV and the papers and on the radio. And it's really surprising how many landholders with water licences on the river haven't heard about this, don't know it's happening. So, you know, and there's got a lot on the line, and, you know, people need to know that this massive infrastructure will completely change the nature of the river and the valley forever. We've got a right to know about it, be educated about it, ask questions of our leaders. You know, that's their job. They're sitting there representing us, so we want them to know what we think.
So I've got to go back to the start. We're talking about a dam, a weir, being built on the Macquarie River. We're talking with Mel Gray. Where exactly is it to be built?
So it's 200 metres downstream of the current Gingin Weir. The Gingin Weir was built in 1912 or so. It's a massive 9-10 metre huge concrete wall, but it didn't last the first flood back in 1900 and something or other. So it was crumbling, it was dangerous, so the locals put some jelly in it, and now it's about 4 or 5 metres high. It needs replacing. And Water New South Wales had a legal obligation to build a fishway there almost 10 years ago, and they haven't funded it yet or built it all that time. So we definitely need that crumbly old weir fixed. But we don't want this enormous 14-metre structure with 10-metre high gates. Now, that's not a weir in our mind, is it? That's a weir is a, you know, a little thing that the river trickles over. Nothing's trickling over 10-metre gates. So I'm calling it a dam. And yeah, we've worried about the tributary flows. We know the impact it's going to have on native fish and wildlife. And, you know, it's going to drown 30 kilometres of vegetation behind it. Well, that's 100-year-old red gums, many hundreds of years old. So it's, yeah.
Is that on private land or?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
And you've organised an online petition. Where's that? How can people sign that?
Well, yes, we've got an online petition. We've got email addresses for politicians in there if you want to get in touch with Roy Butler or with Dougal Saunders. www.healthyriversdubbo.com. You can go in there and you can find how to help the campaign and find out a bit about it. We've got some articles written by fish ecologists, by river ecologists. We've got a lot of, we've had a bit of media attention. It's all in there, and a lot of people have written opinions and about it. Yeah, there's a good piece in there by Dr. Martin Mellon Cooper, who's a native fish ecologist, explaining the impact that it would have on project would have on native fish.
Well, it was nice to catch up with you again, and thanks for your time.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks.
From Healthy Rivers Dubbo, that was Mel Gray talking about the proposed Weir on the Macquarie River. Outback Radio, 2WEB.